All right, Cole. What are you doing this time?
Well, Gary, welcome to the beach, baby.
I'm beach baby.
Yeah. Just running around, living in a big old sandcastle, ordering your guard of hermit crabs around. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm running around in my underwear, and there is a dog that has bit the back of my underwear, exposing my bare buttocks, which is not tan and covered with tanning oil.
Yeah. That dog sexually harassed you. That dog should get the chair.
Yeah. And the copper tone ad. Yeah. They should make a chair for dogs, but specifically for executions. Like, it's the first time you get to sit for real, not that, like, crouch that you idiots call sitting.
Yeah.
You know that joke?
I'll move my butt right to the ground. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to sit by, like, stamping my ass on the brand new carpet. No. You're going to sit in a chair like a person, and you're going to be fried to satisfy the state. You hear that, little guy? Get
justice,
off my underwear.
Justice, vengeance, bloodlust of the public. Yeah.
He's no longer biting my underwear, but I'm not pulling up my pants because we're here at Rooster Rock, a.k.a. Cock Rock, a.k.a. the Nude Beach in Portland for this randomization.
Ugh. Is that really what it's called? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you didn't specify. I've never been to it, but outside of this randomization.
Okay, yeah.
It's weird. A lot of people are very naked, and they love it.
Yeah, yeah. What I've done, I have conscripted a bunch of sunbathers and a bunch of teens, and mm-hmm. I have of course, I mean, 19 is still a teen, right?
Sure. Barely illegal magazine. Can you wait one day?
took a bunch of suntan lotion bottles, replaced all but one bottle, the contents of all but one bottle with just regular lotion. And I have paid each of the teens to use the lotion to write the name of a game in the back of one of these beautiful sunbathing men and ladies. We're going to sit here and wait, and we're going to see, whichever one randomized. Whichever
actually
word appears in the back, yeah, is going to pop up on the back of these mm-hmm. people. These people horribly increasing their odds for skin cancer. Yeah,
as are we.
Yep, by being out here,
you know,
the world seems like a mistake.
It seems like something people shouldn't do.
Yeah,
you know, but here we are.
But here we are,
and it's Nude Beach as well, so we're more likely to get dick cancer and pussy cancer.
Yep, hate mm-hmm. it. I hate it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, let's just be over here. Let's play that game where you pass a tennis ball back and forth and catch it with a Velcro pad on your hand.
Okay.
As we wait for the numbers to appear. What?
I had nothing. I was just thinking of a double dare ass game where you wear one of those on your crotch. I'll just toss it like that.
Hey,
I can this randomization.
I can wing some tennis balls at your crotch if you want. I've got a free afternoon.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. all right.
Okay.
It's a catch, but slightly easier.
Yeah, that didn't take as long as I thought. We're fucked.
No. The sun is a tyrant.
Yeah.
Oh look, it's Boktai. The sun is in your hands.
Okay.
I hate this. We can fight about it. Let's fight about it.
Yeah.
But I hate this.
No, this makes me feel nothing.
Yeah, this is so annoying.
Yeah.
I find this game very annoying. My name is Gary Butterfield.
My name is Cole Ross.
And welcome to After Suffering, the show where we piss on each other metaphorically, and maybe literally, but you'll never know.
It's hard to tell. Maybe there's a pipeline that goes between North Central Ohio and Portland, Oregon.
The piss-to-fash pipeline. Pish-to-pash.
This week, we are talking about Boktai, The Sun Is in Your Hands. This was mm-hmm. a patron demand from Adam, who says, not sure if you've covered
Adam.
This. Not sure if you've covered this. It's a strange idea pile up on this one. You will remember this as the Game Boy Advance game that had a little solar light sensor in it that interacted with the game. So It forced you early on, when the Game Boy had a very bad screen, to go out into direct sunlight and not be able to see your screen as you played this game.
Yeah, this game dares to ask, how imaginative and artful is it to make a game where you can't see what's happening?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't actually see the screen.
Yeah.
Most of the time. What a genius.
Yeah.
Later, you know, with a backlit Game Boy Advance, you don't have to deal with this, but you do have to hold your Game Boy at a weird fucking angle.
Mm-hmm.
To make this happen. And this is even like, this is the trick that this fucker does, because we're here talking about different ways this could work when it's not an idea worth doing even in the fucking
first place. That's the thing. So I know what you're,
a horrible idea.
I know what you're doing here. Like, did it because Kojima's name is attached to this, he just produced this. He had basically nothing to do with the actual like creation of the thing.
This has so much of his stink on it though.
Huh? Okay.
There's a little tutorial fairy that pops up and tells you what to do every two screens for the first 20 minutes.
Hideo Kojima notably had a heavy hand in the Ocarina of Time as well.
No, but he has a heavy hand in constant, like, he has a heavy hand in Colonel Campbell telling you how to breathe.
Yeah, yeah.
In Metal Gear, like, you know, to breathe, push in on the right analog stick.
Mm-hmm.
And to breathe out, push on the left. Like, that shit happens all the time in Metal Gear. Yeah. Like, I understand he's not Navi, but he loves doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So he might not, regardless of which. So director, Akuya Nakamura, mm-hmm. suck my dick. This sucks. This is a horrible idea.
Yeah.
Never should have happened.
This is one of those things that if you're just blue skying it, you're like, okay, we have a portable system. We have a cartridge. We're not going to have cartridges for very long. You know, what can we do with this? And, you know, can we get people to think back on this game fondly entirely because of the gimmick and not because of what actually happens within it? Because this is basically just a pretty simple action RPG stealth game kind of thing.
Well, the stealth stuff was the other thing that made me feel like there was Kojima stink
mm-hmm.
on this. Like, it's not very satisfying to play. Like, it's all about just zapping a dude in the back and walking past him as they go through these pretty, you know, pretty rote patterns,
mm-hmm.
you know, here. But moving back to the sun thing, who wants to do that?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that there's, you know, there's different, you know, arguments about the virtues of just being outside,
mm-hmm.
you know, and in a general sense, but being outside playing Game Boy is not getting appreciably more exercise than being inside and playing Game Boy,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's not a very comfortable place to play a video game.
Right. Especially if the sun is out and beating directly onto your Game Boy Advance. Yeah.
Yeah. Sun doesn't come out all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the thing about weather.
Yeah.
Is even during the day, sun's not consistent.
Mm-hmm.
So tying being able to defeat the bosses of your enemy to being able to get direct sunlight
mm-hmm.
is just like, it is the definition of what if we could, but no, like, what if we should?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's possible, but why on earth would you ever want to do this? It's the dumbest fucking idea. Like, I understand it's novel, but please stop being so fucking thirsty for novelty, gamers. Like, it can't be a virtue in and of itself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, what if a game you had to play it upside down? What mm-hmm. if there was a game you had to play while like hammering nails into your dick? You know, like, that's novel.
Yeah.
You know, can't argue with that. It's novel. It would suck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so there's cool novelty, like the Yalt control part of GDC. Like, that's cool. The stuff that happened in Kenshiya Hall at E3 back in the day. Like, I don't know. All of that's cool and neat, but like, I don't know.
Games?
Yeah, yeah. Like, you know, WarioWare games, you know, specifically, we're talking about weird cartridges. WarioWare Twisted, I would say, like, in the top, like, kind of vying for the top WarioWare game, actually.
It's one in the top, like, three or four for me, but it's still good. Yeah. It's a good game.
Mm.
You know, it's a weird, you have to ask two questions. You can't just ask one.
Yeah.
You know, like, the one question is like, can we do this or would this be novel? And it's like, yeah,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, this is, that's how you get, God, what is the Q Force or whatever, for Nintendo with the weird,
the U-Force. Yeah.
U-Force. Yeah. The theremin game control, or the power glove or things like that. Like, yeah, that is novel. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't work, though, and it's not fun. Yeah. So you didn't do the work. You didn't answer the second question.
Mm-hmm. You know, and mm-hmm. it's just something that was, you know, shortly before this, okay, you asked the question, like, can we plug a microphone into the Dreamcast? Yeah, we can. Yep. Can we make a fun game out of this? Oh, yeah, C-Man, like, that's really neat. Like, it's an interesting little virtual pet. It's fun. Yeah, okay, yeah. Cool. Like, there's a second part of the conversation.
But then you can also be like, oh, can we put a microphone in our DS? Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. Can we make it so every once in a while when you're playing, you know, Pokemon, you have to blow on your DS?
Mm-hmm.
Sure, but why? Like, is that fun?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
like, is that core to the game, actually?
Yeah, it's just this weird little tedious thing you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
Here. It's very, like, it's one of my least favorite, like, philosophies in games, because it's like, you get cool shit out of this if you're at all discerning.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a attitude that discernment is not necessary.
Yeah. Well, you know. So I want to, like, there is possibly a cool game, you know, a cool kind of game that could roll with this. It just wouldn't be an action RPG, I don't think. Like, it's this real mismatch of the gimmick and what it is matched up to. Like, if it was a gardening game or something like that, or like a Harvest Moon alike, or, you know, didn't require you to to be outside to surmount a particular challenge. Like, literally, you have to use the sun energy to recharge your gun in this game.
Yeah. And to use the pile driver, which is not a pile driver,
mm-hmm.
To beat the bosses.
Yeah.
You need to use your gun. Even then, like, if I think about a Harvest Moon kind of thing, it would be as thematically sound.
Mm-hmm.
But I would still rather play Stardew Valley just in my bed at night in the dark.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't buy the virtue of me just being outside.
Yeah. But I guess what I'm saying is, like, there is possibly a good implementation of this. It's just that this is about as wrong as you can be, actually.
Yeah.
With by pursuing this. What it feels like, actually, is a little bit of an extension of, like, something that started with, say, Pokemon Gold and Silver, where certain monsters only showed up at night. Or like Animal Crossing, like, you know, certain fish will only appear at nighttime, stuff like that. Nighttime in real time, right? But this takes that and it doesn't just make it with, doesn't just make it related to time, but also venue and location as well. You need to be playing this outside to do it. And that dog does not hunt.
I don't think I necessarily, like, even with things like that Pokemon thing,
mm-hmm.
I think that I am comfortable vetoing and rejecting things that try to control when I play a video game.
Yeah.
Like, I'd rather just have complete control over that.
Mm-hmm.
I I'm not a kid. I don't have, like, oh, you get to play for a half hour after your homework's done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's what this feels like.
Yeah.
Like, I remember when, playing like certain video games, like playing like Pokemon Go, or things like that, where it's like, oh, there's an event, you know, I have to go outside because it's the Lickitung event. My neighborhood is fucking lousy with Lickitungs.
Oh, God. Ooh, heaven forfend.
You know,
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, like, you know, they're going to get in the house, but if I want the giant ones, I have to go outside. And people will do this kind of gaming by appointment.
Yeah. Yeah.
To do that kind of thing. And I just, it feels like it is adjacent to preying on compulsive impulses
in
people, and also what is cool about a developer forcing your arm and taking that control away from you.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think it's cool.
Yeah.
You know, and then also I think you get rid of the sun in this. I also think it's a boring isometric game where you're too zoomed in. It's really unsatisfying. Like, you can just stun enemies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at least as far as I got it, you get to the end of the castle and you have to drag out the fucking
the coffin.
Yeah, that's the other thing that made me think this is Kojima stink, because that's such a him, like, oh, you can't fight back and you can't move very fast and it's not satisfying, but boy, oh boy, will you hate it.
Mm.
You know, and that being like him just being like, yeah, that's me, crawl through the microwave.
Mm.
You know, I hated it. Like, I'm just like, this is slow and boring.
Yeah,
like, I don't want to do that. Why, what is fun about the dragging this coffin out?
Yeah.
You know, you're doing the voice that makes me think that you think something's fun about it. Lay it out, man. What's fun about that?
I'm doing the voice. No, it sucks. No, I'm not going to fight. I'm not going to fight you. I just, I don't think that it's inherently like a Kojima thing.
It might not be a Kojima thing. There's some overlap.
Yeah.
I'm happy to call this a Nakamura thing.
Yeah.
And have just a new hate auteur.
Yeah. Right. I just want to make sure that we're attributing it. And also, like, I'm just not as anti Kojima as you are. I understand all
Forget
of the.
Forget I ever said Kojima.
Yeah,
Baktai. Like, it is a shitty thing to make you do in this. It's really annoying.
It's an annoying rhythm, and it doesn't feel like it adds very much. You know, like, yeah. Maybe later on there are some, you know, like, there are some things that, you know, add a cool wrinkle to it. But, like, I don't know, maybe put a good foot forward with it. I would like to say
fun and good.
Yeah.
You get constantly stopped by your little sunflower.
Yeah.
But in this, like, when I was saying every two rooms, I wasn't exaggerating. The first 20 minutes of this is, which is what I played, to get to the first boss and fight the first, you know, pile driver vampire. You are stopped constantly by this little sunflower who says his name and tells you a tooltip, just nonstop.
Yeah.
In this, it is not a very elegantly tutorialized game, and it's an isometric action RPG.
Mm-hmm. Which, even if it had everything else going for it, not necessarily the best way to do this, I would say. One would venture. Yeah.
Three quarters, like diagonal.
Yep.
You know, press. You know, you go towards the upper right. Upper right is up.
Yeah.
In this,
do not care for it. Yeah.
The reason why this made me mad was because everyone told me this was cool and good.
Mm-hmm.
At the time it came out and then since then.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, oh, no, this is actually a good one. Like, this is a cool game, man. It's cool. And I'm like, it's not, though. It's really annoying.
Mm-hmm. I'm willing to extend some grace and say maybe they saw something in it at the time. Possibly. I don't think that people who are saying, like, oh yeah, the Golden Sun games, those are great, you know, I don't think that they're doing that out of bad faith or that they're bad video game players or anything like that.
I don't think that at all. I was interested in this and is expecting it to be more fun and have the novelty be additive as opposed to just novelty on its own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then that's the thing, novelty can be cool, you know, and there are things that can be at the vanguard, right? You're just like, yeah, it's like, this is experimental and this doesn't and it doesn't necessarily work here, but there are other things that can, you know, there are other games that came later that, like, use this as a springboard.
Yes.
That is kind of not necessarily the case. Additionally, you know, I would say that, like, you know, if I have any kind of, like, If I'm giving this any positive feelings, I do kind of miss the era when a cartridge could be like a weird little extension of the hardware like this, you know, either like on the, the SNES, like the Super Game Boy is real cool, but like specifically in the Game Boy Color or in, you know, like the Game Boy Advance, like it was cool that you had a pinball game that had a little rumble built into it. You know, it was cool that they had the twisting kind of stuff. Like, yeah, a lot of that stuff ended up being built into the systems themselves later on. But like the fact that it was packed into the actual card that you put into the game was neat and different. And I do miss when that was the case. Right.
It's interesting from a little like tech oddity perspective.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a fuck of a game.
Yeah.
You know, that's all it is. Like, and there are ones where the little rumble for the pinball, you know, that was good, actually. But I feel like for every one of those that ends up being kind of on the vanguard, there's three or four like that Pokemon racing game for DS that you had to swipe up to move.
Oh, Pokemon Dash? Forward. Yeah, we did that one. Yeah.
Yeah. Like for every, you know, game that actually does something cool. In that respect, you get two or three that are Pokemon Dash, you know, where it's just like, yeah, this is just, you know, you're just having fun with gimmicks, aren't you? You know, like, I want to rumble a pinball. I want to Kirby a canvas course.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I have no interest in being forced to go outside or, you know, Pokemon dashing.
Yeah. And I mean, if I'm being honest, if I'm going outside, I'm going to be doing different stuff. Like, I play games inside. If I'm going outside, I'm going to be, you know, like with people, or I'm going to be on a walk. No. I'm going to be going to places.
Talking to my friends, just out of friend.
Yeah, I'm going to be talking to my friends who happen to be just out of frame. Believe me, please take it on faith.
Yeah. Same. Like, this is going to sound like it's just Gary, you know, railing against going outside.
Which, to be fair, outside you all do. The time. Yeah.
You know, I just go for walks.
Right. Yeah. You know, because you look for different things outside. Yeah.
Yeah. Video games to me are a solitary indoor activity. Mm-hmm. And that's not depressing because that's fun for me.
Yeah.
You know, I had a Pokemon Go phase.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I get it. But that's still just taking walks.
Yeah.
You know, that still made more sense than this. Like, that integrated outsideness better than Boktai does.
Yeah.
I think. Mm-hmm. And now when I'm outside, like, I treasure those moments, but I want to walk around and look at cool stuff, or I want to run an errand mm-hmm. and get something done. The idea of, like, I couldn't play this while walking.
Nope.
You know, the idea of going out and just, like, sitting under a tree,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'll do that and read every once in a while, you know, and that's pleasant, but I'm not going to pull my GBA out.
Yeah. I'll step out and, you know, like lay in the lounger on my back deck. And, you know, like read a book, or, you know, just kind of like doze for a little bit, you know, while the shade is in an advantageous position. But
yeah, step out, jump on my four wheeler, do donuts in the dean's lawn,
mm-hmm.
you know,
yeah.
And then splatter mud all over him until he recognizes Cock Academy. my cool fraternity.
Yeah.
That I have that we're trying to get recognized officially so we can participate in the big robot race.
And they keep saying most fraternities, they have Greek names. And I say, cock, 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 cock. Just drown them out.
Also a Greek name. Yeah. Do you know anything about the Greeks? They love this shit.
Cockules.
Come on, Dean.
You're a
Dean.
Horny as hell, them Greeks.
Yeah, I have some vases to show you. Just made the big robo race.
Oh God, yeah. did you ever mess around, like when you were doing school stuff? Did you have any encounters with Greek life at all?
Oh no,
no.
It went as an adult.
Yeah,
so like, I could have really like been like, hey, teens, you know, like let me join.
Yeah.
Hello, but I did not old school.
Yeah. I did. Yeah. I just, I would sneak into their parties and either be kicked out or
mm-hmm.
yeah, but it was, you know, uniformly pretty lame. I didn't, not my scene, man. Would not have, it would have been cool to do, you know, donuts on my four wheeler on the dean's lawn.
Yeah.
But, you know, wasn't
we can do that without the fraternity.
Yeah. No, you can just do it for the love of the game.
Yeah, like I do it to practice for doing it for a bigger dean's lawn.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working my way up the ladder.
We're working up to the Ivy Leagues.
Yeah, until I eventually get to the biggest dean. The president.
Yeah. did you hear this? There's this podcaster. He was shot by the Secret Service because he tried doing donuts on the South Lawn. he rip roared through the Rose Garden.
You'll recognize Cock Academy.
he was sitting on it. He was steering with his legs, and he had just both of his hands up in the air, flipping a double bird.
Yeah, yeah.
He was shot four times in the head.
He died as he lived.
Yeah.
I whenever I think about Greek life, I think about the It's Always Sunny, like Philadelphia episode, and the way those teens. Just like absolutely treat them like dog shit immediately. Like I know they get their revenge, which is great, but that's what teens would do. If mm-hmm. I went to a Greek life thing.
Yeah.
Immediately become prey.
Oh, just immediately. My favorite depiction is in Bob's Burgers where he fills in as a cook for like the bad frat that does all the pranks and stuff. But like they're angry at the alphas. It's their rivalry. But the alphas don't know who they are because they're too focused on their charity work. Which is like actually what a lot of that is. Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Man. Five calves.
Mm-hmm.
What else? This is the other thing I didn't like about this is that this felt like uncool vampires to me.
Mm.
Like you go through and they're just like shitty ghouls that walk back and forth. Mm-hmm. They're really slow, and you just hit them in the back with your sun gun. And then you drag out the coffin, and then the vampire is just kind of like a big angry sprite. It kind of looks like what the ghost Pokemon look like before they're identified.
Yeah.
In Pokemon
yeah.
1.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, man, this is not like vampires are cool to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is like the least cool vampire that you can do.
I like the more a vampire is just another monster, the less I am interested in it as like yes. As a style of thing.
We are fully on to monsters. Like Vampire the Masquerade has made vampires, like giving them a set of cool powers in societies mm-hmm. is like the best thing to happen to vampire culture.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
You know, like now I can be like, that's so ventrue. You know, and it makes sense. It's a sentence that like you and Brayton and Will might understand.
Yeah,
you know,
and who else do you care about? Come on.
Yeah, the boys. I like to go ventrue in with the boys, and they get it.
You know just rolling around in high society.
You know me,
working on a painting of me doing donuts on the South Lawn, getting shot four times in the head by Joe Biden.
I may be fat and executed by Joe Biden, but clean up good.
That painting is going to really, it's going to sell well. God, go ahead.
Do you think, here's an idea.
All right.
What if the president had to be a member of the Secret Service as well?
Oh, okay. Who would he protect?
Himself. But it'd be like, he wouldn't lead from the back. He'd lead from the front.
Okay. Huh. You know? I take a dim view of presidents in general. You don't think he has other stuff to worry about? Ideally?
Well, not according to those clowns in Washington.
Of course. We got a filibuster now, so it doesn't matter. Yeah. Maybe it might as well.
Yeah. It doesn't seem like he's, you know, he can worry about, like, worrying is fun and good, but it doesn't seem like anything's actually happening.
Right.
I think that him taking up arms would probably be a better use of his time.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah. I definitely like the leading from the front. He should at least get the training, you know?
Yeah. I would just respect it a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like if I were going to get killed by the Secret Service and it was actually Biden who came out and shot me,
that'd be an honor.
Like, yeah, I would salute.
Yeah.
Like, yes, Captain, my captain, you know, just, I was wrong about Cock Academy, and then just bleed out.
Uh-huh. You know? I would try and bleed out on something expensive.
Yeah. I try to bleed out on Major. I think I live in your dog now.
I've cursed your dog.
And then you get to haunt the dog, and then you get the whole like President Dog miniseries.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Where is Major in the line of succession?
Behind Treasury.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, definitely not like near the top, but a good King Ralph situation would get us a president. Yay! Yeah. I think about that. The King Ralph reference is one that I make, and it is one that I get very self-conscious about, because who fucking remembers that movie?
I remember the trailers for it.
Yeah.
At the very least. Yeah. You know, the guy from Pissed, like, became the king is weird.
Yep. Like, oh, gosh. The third Blues Brother becomes the king. Yeah. I make that one with wild abandon, and it is like right on the edge of what I think is acceptable to drag out in terms of outdated references.
A Dave reference as well. Isn't that what happens to Dave?
No. What happens to Dave is he has a heart attack. He has a stroke while he's having an affair. And he goes into a coma because he's fucking somebody he shouldn't be fucking. And the president's like chief of staff and the people around him, they go to an impersonator played by Kevin Kline. And they're like, hey, you know, while we're waiting for the president to recover, you know, we can't have people, you know, knowing what happened. You know, this would be a huge scandal. It'd be terrible for the country. We need you to step in and act as the president for us. And then he falls in love with the first lady and, you know, actually like sets about doing good things for people. And then he has to be, you know, that's bad. That's bad for the political, you know, because, you know, obviously you can't be out there like passing poverty bills and stuff. Dave is a good movie. Actually, I like Dave.
Yeah, it's interesting. And it would be hard for Major to show up in a Dave-like situation. But if somebody assassinated Major and there's another dog, that had to be the Dave dog. You know, because we can't have that position unfilled.
Right.
You know?
And we saw what happened when we had a president who didn't have a pet. I mean, come on.
It was ridiculous. Yeah. It's like the presidential equivalent of like when a pet dies and you go to the pet store trying to find a double.
Mm-hmm.
You know, can you like imagine being the White House aide who had to do that? You know,
do you think that's ever worked? Like the that is one of the stock sitcom plots. Has that ever worked?
It would work on a very young kid,
probably,
and it would work with certain animals,
like a goldfish, like whatever. But
yeah, hamster.
Yeah,
you know, guinea pig. Like they're just like purring, you know, nuggets. Like
yeah, they're just little carrot eaters. Yeah,
yeah. You know, but never for a cat or dog.
Yeah.
Like if you can't tell the difference between a cat or dog's personality immediately, mm-hmm. I have no respect for you.
Yeah.
You're not sensitive enough.
No, you need to be more attuned to animals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Oh, Boktai.
Boktai. Come on.
Yeah. It also, there's a food that's kind of like Boktai.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds a little bit like that. So whenever I see Boktai, I think about a food, but I'm trying to think of what it is.
No,
good story.
Yeah, you know, kind of wish you knew where that one was going before you started it, huh?
I was hoping that I would by the end of the sentence.
Operating without a net here. Yeah.
Like I was running out of road. I was doing the thing that cartoons do where you're like laying the bricks as you walk on them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I just really thought I'd get to the end before I ran out of bricks, but no dice.
I mean, if I'm being honest, I definitely play that gambit a lot and usually it works out for me. But sometimes you do end up crashing. You do end up falling off of the cliff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In this series, they got rid of the light sensor.
Which is weird in to
the
me.
Spiritual successor, the Lunar Knights.
Yeah.
Got rid of it.
Yeah, they moved it to the DS, and then for a little bit, they had the ability, like, you could plug in the old game into the Game Boy Advance slot mm-hmm. to have the Lunar Sensor to get extra features and stuff. But I think by that point, they had stopped kind of designing around it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which makes a lot of sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as a thing. Something that happens as time goes on, like in Nintendo era, we talked about this before, it's always been Capcom versus Konami as a thing. And then time is just making me so firmly in Team Capcom.
Oh, 100%.
As like time goes on that I'm just ridiculous. It's silly to me that was ever a serious, you know, rivalry.
Yeah. 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 I mean, you end up with like good.
I was going to say, like, because it's like, I love the good Silent Hill games,
mm-hmm.
and I liked Contra.
Yeah.
You know? But boy, it's not anything compared to, like, all of the Resident Evils and all of the Mega Mans,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, just Capcom, which is killing it.
Yeah. I mean, like, history is, has come down firmly. Firmly on the side of, Capcom. Even if, like, I don't know, I would... I feel like I want to say that like Castlevania has a higher batting average than Mega Man, like in general, if you look across everything. But also there have been so many more Mega Man games that like there is just a better like raw number of essential Mega Man games than there are of like Castlevania. So what do you value more? Do you value the you know, the percentage or just the raw number?
Yeah. Well, and Castlevania had that genre shift.
Yeah.
Like partway through, as opposed to Mega Man, which kind of did the Mario thing of like, what if he did a bunch of sports and miscellaneous?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and what the if genre he had a network that Castlevania. Battle? Yes. Yeah. 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 Not about to get into one of those. You play those things?
No, those suck.
Yeah. But Castlevania, the genre it shifted into is something I love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's like it gets a lot of points for me, but it's it is very hard to compare those things. And when I go back and I'm like, man, yeah, they were doing stuff like Boktai and everything. Mm-hmm. And it's like, that's fine. But maybe the writing was on the wall earlier than I thought.
Mm-hmm.
So
agreed.
Yeah. Oh, man. There's so much game facts on this that it's impossible to, you know, get into.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I like is that there is the Boktai sunlight fact. So frequently asked questions about sunlight. You can find here techniques for improving sunlight, taking care of your solar sensor.
advantages of sunlight, disadvantages of sunlight.
Is it possible to get sunlight effects while inside? No. So this doesn't work through windows as well.
Yeah,
according to this thing, which fuck you.
Oh God, why are there times when I can't enter the sun bank? Yeah, there's like all kinds of like mechanics that they built in to like technically give you the ability to get around needing to always play in the sun, but they're all inconvenient. Chores. Yeah.
Yeah, they're all chores. Like they're all go out in the sun and bank some of your solar energy. Like you're, instead of playing a video game, you're playing an emergency radio. You know? Chores.
Yeah, crank it up, baby.
Stop giving me chores, guy who isn't Kojima. Nakamura. Stop giving me fucking chores to do in my video games.
Yeah.
And then like a billion high reviews.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the lowest this goes, like even the contrarians won't go below a 5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Kids those days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thanks to the patron who suggested this.
Thank you, Adam.
I'm sorry that I got mad out the gate. Also, the sun fucking sucks. Like, yeah. I'm in the middle of just, this is not a good time for the sun in terms of PR.
No. The sun is in a real hole.
Yeah. It's going to take a lot of work to get out of that for me to forgive it, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, thank you very much for sponsoring this.
Yeah. If you would like to sponsor an episode and get to pick a game, you can go to patreon.com/duckvtv. That's at the $25 tier. When you do that, after I get enough of those, I send out a little form, and then you put in two options, and generally it works out.
Yeah. Yeah. I was just looking up stuff online while we were doing this. Capcom put out a game for Game Boy Color called Trouballs.
Trouballs?
It's about troublesome balls. It's got a guy holding a bomb on the cover. Okay. Trouballs.
Go Capcom. Huh. Yeah.
We're already winning it with Trouballs.
Go for it.
Fun to say.
Yeah.
You can also, it's got a real angry cool ball as the O in the font, man. He's pissed. That's cool skateboarding. Oh,
for Game Boy Color. Huh.
Yeah. Yeah. Hell yeah. Trouballs. Anywho, thanks for that. You can patronize us by going to patreon.com/TV, ratings, reviews, telling your friends. All those things are great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think that's everything. To end here, as our friend Threnza on Twitter always says, until next time, remember to fully cook the rich before consuming.